Greetings, my friends, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you listened in yesterday, then you know that I'm doing a four-part study of a verse in Corinthians. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. It reads like this: "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." This morning, I am talking about as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. This may or may not be a familiar story to you, whether it is or isn't. It's good for us to hear it over and over and over again. So, as the serpent beguiled Eve. In Genesis chapter 3, we read the story, and we find out that God put this tree in the middle of the garden, that tree of knowledge of good and evil, right in the middle of the garden. And then he forbade them to eat the fruit. Have you ever thought of that? Why God did that? If he was going to forbid it, why didn't he put it out back, out in the corner of the garden where they wouldn't be likely to go anyway? No, he put it right in the middle of the garden. Why did he do that? I don't know if he specifically tells us why, but I believe that we should be able to understand why. The same reason that he puts us in the middle of this world and forbids things that are very candid to us. There are many things like that. He could have done things differently. He could just take us out of the world when we believe in Christ. Or he could have a special sanctuary for Christians where we can be separate from so many of the temptations that abound us, that abound around us. But no, God put this tree there so that Adam and Eve could voluntarily not eat of it, choose to not eat of it, choose to show their allegiance to God, choose to day in and day out recognize that God is their authority, God is higher than they are, God is their Lord, God is their guide, God has the right tell them what to do and what not to do. It's about God. It's not about Adam and Eve. It's about God, what he says, what he wants. We don't need to doubt his character. We don't need to have everything. God gave us so much, Adam and Eve. We don't need that last thing. We don't need every last thing. God has the right to keep something from us. We are so blessed in all the things that God does allow us. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of trees that we can eat from. What matters it if there's one that we can't eat? Why would we care so much about that? Let's enjoy what God created and gave to us and allows us to have. And our highest enjoyment is not going to be in eating everything we can eat. That's not what brings joy and peace and contentment and pleasure in life. true joy, true peace, true contentment comes from walking with God, comes from having fellowship with Him. But here comes Satan in the form of a serpent. And let's read what he said. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now do you think that Satan actually believed or thought that they couldn't eat of any of the trees? Come on, he'd probably been around. He'd probably been stalking up and down through the garden. He'd probably been watching Adam and Eve, watching this new creation that God had created. And he knew that they could eat of all the trees except the one. He wasn't ignorant on that. But this is how he chose to start the conversation. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? You see how Satan wants to add to God's commandments to make God look burdensome, to make his commandments look grievous, to make God look unfair, to make people not enjoy serving God. Well then, reading in verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Like it said, or says there, the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field. Satan came in his subtlety, and he tricked and deceived Eve. First, he wanted to make God look like this hard God that just doesn't allow them to have anything, any of the fruit. They just keeps it all from them. Even though he knew that wasn't true. And Eve assured him that they can eat of all of the trees except the one. And then right away he starts planting seeds of doubt. He says that God does know that in the day you'll eat thereof, you'll be as gods knowing good and evil. He made Eve think that God was withholding some good thing from them. And doubt, seeds of doubt of God's goodness. Doubt that you can be happy when you are deprived of something. Seeds of discontent. Seeds of disbelief about God's goodness. He convinced Eve that you can make your own decision what you can and cannot do. And you'll be happier if you do it. Tomorrow, I want to talk about corruption of the mind, and then on Wednesday about the simplicity of the gospel. God bless you. I hope you have a good day, and we'll look forward to having you back tomorrow. May God bless you.